第一章
Philippians chapter 1
二十节到二十一节
verses 20 and 21
还是希望和大家一起读
好了 read them together
叫做我所切慕所盼望的没有一事叫我羞愧不要反复无论是生是死总叫基督在我身上照常显大因我活着的是基督我死了就有益处
好我们再读第二章
20 chapter 2五节到十二节 verses 5 through 12说到十三节了哦 13你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，只能入到里面。
Not a thing to be grasped, and emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, becoming in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, and that the death of a cross.Wherefore also God highly exalted him, bestowed upon him the name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, both in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是昌顺服的，
我想永守就是我的如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当同济善心，做成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行事。都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。啊，我们再读第三章
，Chapter Three，
十八节 ，verses 7 and 8。神所拣选的人以为我有力的，我现在已经毛孔都看作有损的，不但如此，我也将万事看作有损的。以我一任是我主的基督来作为至宝，我为他一并丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。好，那我们再读第四章 ，Chapter Four， 十二节 ，Verse 12，十三节 ，13。我知道怎样苦卑贱，也知道怎样怎么或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，虽是虽战，我都得了节。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。十九节、二十节，
那是南京的错。
神依照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里，使你们一切所需用的都丰富，愿荣耀归给我们的父神，直到永永远远。阿门。
好，我们圣经解读这几点。This is all a portion of scripture.
稍微有一点点说明，第四章呢，这个说到我靠着呢加给我力量的。这个应该翻作我在第四章十三节，就应该翻作我在那加给我力量的里面，凡事都能做。
In the Chinese translation, you should read this way: I can do all things in Him who empowers me.
那么这一章圣经好多地方啊，说到靠着都该翻作在他里面。
Many places in the Chinese rendering it says to depend on Him, you should be in Him.
比方说在第一节说到靠着主站立得稳，心在翻作是在主里面站立得稳。
For instance, in chapter 1, to stand firm, counting on him or depending on him, the Chinese should be in him.
就像第二节所说的是在主里面同心。
Also in chapter 2, it should be in one accord in him.
那第四节也在翻作我在主里面常常喜乐。
Verse 4 also should be translated in the Lord rejoice always.
十节说到我在主里面大大的喜乐。
And verse 10 to rejoice greatly in the Lord.
所以十三节应该翻作我在主里面，这个凡事都能做。
So verse 13 likewise should be translated, in him I can do all things.
我在那加给我力量者的里面凡事都能做。
In him who empowers me, I can do all things.
那么在这一章圣经好多次说到在主里面，在主里面。
In this chapter, many times Paul talks about in Christ, in him.
既然是这么短短的一章圣经，那么多次提到在主里面，那你知道在主里面这个词啊是很重要的一个词。
Since this is such a short book, and Paul mentioned many times in him, so this phrase must be an important phrase.
在这一章圣经主要是给我们看见在主里面。
Therefore, in this book, the Lord wants to show us how to be in him.
我知道怎样处丰富，也知道怎样处贫穷。
Paul says, I know both how to abound and how to be abased.
或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得到秘诀。
Or to be filled, or to be, or to suffer need, or to be hungry, I know the secret.
那个秘诀说在那加给我力量者的里面，凡事都能做。
And this is the secret. I can do all things in Him who empowers me.
那十九节他也说到，那这个我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里，使你们一切所需要的都充足。
And verse 19 says, And my God shall fill every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus.
因为这一章这是我们在读经
机会还没有读，还没读到。
In our weekly Bible study, we have not come to this last chapter.
所以我特别提到一下，我们读的时候呢，需要拿出我们注意，就是在读里面这个词。
So I mentioned this beforehand, hope you would pay attention when you come to this chapter, the faith in him.
我们出去四十天多久的时间。
We have spent about 40 some odd days abroad.
在这四十多天里面，我们一直都是在那里赶。
In these 40 days, we have been hurrying all the time.
那么
为什么我们一直在赶时间呢？
Why were we rushing all the time?
那有的时候是没这样问题了。
Sometimes this is asked us.
既然是来一次嘛，我要多住一点时间，也更好一点。
Since you seldom come, why don't you spend a little more time there?
大家可以多一点交通。
We can have more fellowship.
那为什么这样一两天就离开，一两天又到另外地方？
Why you only spend two or three days and go to other places?
这样一直赶来赶去呢？
You're rushing all the time.
不知道该怎样的回答。
在弟兄姊妹。I didn't know how to answer our brothers and sisters.
为什么就是说我们是因为五月底了有一个夏令会，所以我们必须要早一点赶回去。
Just the way I answer this way, we have a upcoming summer conference in May, so we need to rush back.
现在说起来呢，这不过是一个借口就是。
In reality, this was only an excuse.
我们知道在夏令会，我们早一点赶回来，晚一点赶回来，都不太了解。
We know to rush back a little sooner or later doesn't matter.
因为我们知道弟兄姊妹已经预备得很好，各方面都做得很好。
Because we know the brothers and sisters have prepared everything in a good way.
另外不需要我们赶回来再做什么。
There's really no need for us to rush back to do anything.
就是赶回来，我们这些日子我们也没有做什么。
Even since we have rushed back in these days, we have not done anything anyway.
到底为什么要一直要赶时间呢？
So why were we rushing the whole time?
那我相信，在我们里面，感觉是盼望呢早一点回来。
We believe in us there was this urgency that we need to come back.
当然，这个在外面，虽然走来走去，接受弟兄姊妹爱心的招待。
Even though while abroad we have received the hospitality from the saints.
总是感觉到。心呐，就是不能够安定。
Nevertheless, we feel our heart was not at rest.
虽然到处所看见都是弟兄姊妹。
Even though everywhere we went, we saw brothers.
到处机会都是神家。
Everywhere we went was the house of God.
但是无论如何，我们在那里总是有点做客人的感觉。
But at any rate, we feel like a pilgrim.
那个心呐，那个不能够安定下来。
Our heart cannot be fully at rest.
总想快一点回家。
We always wanted to come home.
当然，我说这个家不仅是我们肉身那个家。
Of course, this home does not mean my only physical home.
现在我们肉身那个家呢，孩子们都已经长大了，那我们在不在都不太了解了。
In reality, our physical, in our physical home, our children have grown and left. It doesn't matter whether we
are here.
The most important thing is a spiritual home.
仍是早一点回来，能够看见弟兄姊妹。
We hope to return soon to see the brothers.
虽然40天的时间呢不算太长远。
Even though 40 some odd days were not too long.
但是在我们感觉里面，就是好像离开弟兄姊妹已经很长久的时间了。
But in our estimation, we feel like we have left brothers sister for a long time.
总是盼望早一点赶回来。
So we always wanted to come home soon.
到末了之后呢，我们就把时间更缩短一点。
In the last days, we have compressed the
days
together. We have originally planned to spend a few more days in Los Angeles. Because we have quite a number of things that we are familiar with. But because of the desire to return home soon, we do not stay long in Los Angeles.As soon as we set foot among the saints, we were fully at peace. On the one hand, we saw brothers and sisters were full of joy.
另外一方面也看见弟兄姊妹在主面前冷眼的光景。
On the other hand, we saw the brothers and sisters receiving grace from
Him. 爱的心比从前更增加。
The heart seeking after more, loving the Lord with a greater increase.
那你心侍奉主的光景啊，那比从前。还要热切。
The service to the Lord were more zealous.
所以我们心里头实在是非常的欢喜。
Our hearts were full of joy.
他们看见主的确在这里是在这里牧养我们。
We have seen the Lord truly has shepherded us.
也眷顾我们。
Has cared for us.
所以说主这样的带领，我们都感谢主。
For the Lord's leading, we praise the Lord.
我们回到主的家里面来。
To allow us to return to our spiritual home.
平安地回来，我们也很感谢主。
And praise the Lord for granting us peace.
也为着弟兄姊妹在到在这个我们出去这段时间，一直在为我们祷告。
And also thank the saints to pray for us during our absence.
我们真是感谢主。
Praise the Lord even more.
我没有听见你们的祷告。
Even though we did not hear of your prayer.
但是他们灵里头。却感觉到你们的祷告。
But in our spirit, we truly felt your prayer.
无论是在身体、在精神、在属灵、在各方面，我看见主的扶持和主的保守和主的眷顾。
Whether physically, spiritually, in every way, in everything, we have seen the Lord's care and the keeping power.
一直都感觉到有一个力量在那背后在托住我们，在扶持。
The whole time we felt the power supporting us, sustaining us.
不仅是在休斯顿地区之内。在这里关心替我们祷告。
然后 the saints in Houston have cared and prayed for us.
在洛杉矶约旦弟兄姊妹他们也替我们祷告。
Also there's a group of saints in LA and prayed for us.
另一方面因为我们这个年纪啊已经都上了年纪了跑那么远的路程啊是不太容易。
On the one hand, we are advanced in age to come to go to so many places. It's not easy.
另外一方面您知道在这处看望弟兄姊妹也是在属灵上也担负一个很重的担子。
On the other hand, to care for the flock in many places, spiritually speaking, is a heavy burden.
就是为了把福音带到我们家里面去，那更是一个重的担子。
Especially to bring the gospel to my family in China was especially burdensome.
所以弟兄姊妹都在背后扶持在支持我。
So all the saints have prayed for us behind our back.
为了这一件事，我在跟弟兄姊妹说，谢谢弟兄姊妹。
At this stage, I say again, thank you, brothers and sisters.
等我们回来之后呢，我个人感觉，一面是里面是很安息。
On the other hand, as we return, personally speaking, I feel fully at peace.
另外一方面呢，也有点陌生的感觉。
On the other hand, I also felt a little bit strange.
好像直到现在呀，不仅是这个肉身的时差没有转过来，属灵时差也没有转过来。
Up till now, even not only my jet lag cannot return to normal, spiritually speaking, it's the same way.
我在 其他在说在其他地方我们参加的机会都是一种就是
at the other places in the meeting there was one condition
都是一种的感觉
one feeling
那么回来之后呢好像另外换一种的那个有另外一种心情一种感觉
as we return it seems like the Lord changed us for another kind of feeling
所以啊还没有那个完全的那个投入
so we are not able to fully enter in
我想希望不久这个市场那个属灵的市场那个完全的
Hopefully soon enough, our spiritual jet lag would return to normal.
为了这两个呢，我就不晓得应该跟弟兄姊妹说一些什么话呢。
For this reason, I don't know how to speak to you.
那么我们参加了两次的中文的读经的聚会。
We have attended two Bible studies in Chinese.
正好弟兄姊妹是读到腓立比书。
And the brothers and sisters were studying Philippians also.
所以昨天我就想起，那么就。就借着这一件书来和弟兄们有一点交通。
Therefore, yesterday I felt to speak with the brothers and sisters in this book.
因着时间的缘故，我没有能有机会来好好的来读这一件书。
For the shortness of time, we don't have the chance to fully thoroughly study this book.
那就把从前所领会的和所感觉到的，和弟兄们有一点交通。
So I just share with you.What I formerly had learned and appreciated.
这一件书是很短的一件书。
This is a very short epistle.
几分钟我们就可以读完一遍。
We can read through in a few minutes.
是所有读过这一件书的弟兄姊妹都感觉这一件书好像是用我们感觉非常的亲切。
But all who have studied this book feel the same way that this is a very intimate book.
读其他的书呢不算太一样。
It is different from all the other books.
在其他的书里面有许多的教训。
In all the other books, there are many doctrines and teachings.
有许多那个属灵的道理。
Many doctrines.
但这里面书就好像这个在家里面这个听一个年长的弟兄讲到家里事情一样。
As we read this epistle, it feels like in a family situation where an advanced person, an older person,talking about your family matter.
好多弟兄姊妹都很喜欢读这一件书。
And that's why many brothers and sisters enjoy reading it.
有人
说这一件书实在太宝贵了。
People say this is truly a precious book.
在全本圣经里面呢，就好像一块很明亮的宝石一样。
It stands out in the Bible as a shiny jewel.
是那么的那样的荣耀。
It's so glorious.
也是那样的可爱。
It's so precious.
那么所以有些弟兄们就说，那这件书那对我们实在是非常的需要。
And many things understand that this is needs our need.
那么这件书到底讲什么事情呢？
Then what is this book talking about?
当然，我们从各个角度来看的时候呢，都不是太一样。
As we look at it from different perspectives, they're not all the same.
所以说这一件书就是讲到喜乐。
Some brothers say this talks about rejoicing.
这一件书实在有好多次提到喜乐的事。
It is a fact that this book talks about rejoicing many times.
我把它数一下的话，我记得不错，不错的话呢，可能它有16-17次都说到喜乐。
If my memory serves me correct, this book mentions about 16 or 17 times about rejoicing. In every chapter, in fact, talks about rejoicing.
不仅是在保罗里面，他里面是充满了喜乐。
Not only within Paul himself, he's full of joy.
他借着这一件书，要把他的喜乐交送给那腓立比的教会。
And he wants to fellowship his joy to the Philippian saints by the letter.
我们读完之后呢，那我们里头都是有点那个喜乐的感觉。
That's why after we finish reading it, we feel joy with it.
那么你知道保罗这个写到这件事，并不是太容易一件事。
We know it was difficult for Paul to write this letter.
按照天然方面来说呢，他是在一种非常困难的环境里头。
Actually speaking, he was in a very difficult situation.
他是被囚禁在罗马的监狱里面。
He was imprisoned in the Roman Praetorium.
虽然在那个时候他得了特别的许可，能够在外面租一间房子，为着自己租了一间房子。
even though at that time he had been granted special privilege to rent a house.
但是他的行动并不能并不并不是自由的。
But he was not too liberty.
仍然有罗马的太监守兵在那里监视他。
There were guards in the Praetorium guard.
不仅是他不能随便的出去行走。
Not only he could not walk out free,
并且他一天二十个小时都是和那罗马的兵是用锁链锁在一起的。
But also 24 hours a day he was chained to a Roman guard.
很可能那个锁链就比较长一点。
Maybe it was a long chain.
那么他睡觉的时候，罗马兵丁也和他在一起。
As he slept, the Roman soldiers slept with him.
那么他起来的时候也是和他在一起。
As he rose up, the soldier rose with him.
他吃饭的时候也是和他在一起。
As he ate, the soldier was there.
那是一直和用锁链是锁在一起的。
The whole time he was chained to the soldier.
所以他整个人一天二十四个小时都没有那个隐私的，没有那个。
So 24 hours a day, he never had a time of privacy.
那么一直都是在那个罗马的看守的兵监视之下。
The whole time he was under the watchful eye of the Roman Praetorian guard.
所以他的那个生活是很不自由的。
So you can see his living was not very easy.
假如有一个人一天二十四小时都看着我们的话，
If there's someone watching us 24 hours a day,
那我们真是不晓得该怎样的生活。
We don't know how to live.
也不知道该怎么说话才好。
We don't know how to conduct our living.
并且呢，监视我们的是一直在找我们毛病。
And the guard would always find fault.
抓住我们的把柄啊。
To accuse us.
那正是让我们感觉到很不自由。
And causing us great discomfort.
那么，所以他的生活，那就是在这样一种的环境里面。
And this is the situation he was under.
甚至他接待朋友的时候，和朋友谈话的时候，都不能自由地谈话。
Even as he received friends to fellowship, he was not
at liberty.
He was under the watchful eye of the guard. Aside from the lack of liberty,
好像前面呢也没有什么希望。
To look forward, there's not much hope either.
他在自己所租的房子里面，他住了快两年之久的时间。
He lived in his own rented house for almost 2 years.
还没有机会啊，能够见到那个罗马的皇帝。
And he still had not had the chance to appeal to him.
没有还没有经过审判。
He had not gone through the procedure.
什么时候他才能够释放得了自由？
So whether he would or when he would be free,
好像是没有任何的那个希望。
There was not any evidence of hope.
在这种情形之下呢，那么他的心情一定是非常的烦躁，非常的苦闷。
So in this kind of condition, his heart must be full of envy and anxiousness.
相反的一种的光景。
It comes into a certain condition.
在保罗里面，他不仅是没有苦闷的感觉，并且里头是满了喜乐。
But contrarily, within Paul, there was not only any lack of anxiety, but full of joy.
没有怨言，为这里面充满了喜乐。
Not only he was not full of murmuring, he was full of joy.
喜乐，我们知道不是一个天然的喜乐。
We know this is not a natural joy.
虽然在环境上都没有什么事情是让他喜乐的。
Nothing naturally speaking could cause him to rejoice.
那么就是在教会里面，那么弟兄姊妹也不能叫他里面很喜乐。
Even the condition of the churches would not cause him to rejoice.
那个有的人传福音呢，是为了结党，是叫增加他工作的苦处。
Even some people preach the gospel with a view to cause him much hardship.
所以从外面来说呢，他是没有什么可喜乐的事。
Outwardly speaking, nothing to cause him to rejoice.
但是他里面却充满了喜乐。
But inwardly he is filled with joy.
那个喜乐像个泉源一样，源源不绝的从他里头涌流出来。
And that joy would be like a deep well of fountain.
两
个人，
那整个人的腓立比书的那个这几章圣经里头。
And it's well up and filled up in these four chapters.
他鼓励腓立比的教会。你们要喜乐。
And that's why he exhorted the Philippian believers to rejoice.
为什么他这样劝他们喜乐呢？
Why did he exhort them to rejoice?
喜乐实在是教会一个非常重要的一种的因素。
So rejoicing is an important element in the church.
那箴言告诉我们说，喜乐的心呢，乃是良药。
The book of Proverbs tells us a rejoicing heart is a good medicine.
那不仅是那对我们身体是有益处的。
Not only does good to our body,
对我们整个的属灵光景啊，都是有益处的。
It does good to our whole spiritual condition.
能够解决许多的难处。
It solves all our problems.
就是我们在忧愁痛苦当中啊。
As we're in the midst of sorrow,
不仅会影响到我们身体的健康。
That sorrow could cause our body to be affected.
也会叫我们在属灵道路上疲惫下来。
It would cause us to linger behind in our spiritual journey.
不能够那么继续不断地往前去。
Keep us from going forward.
那么有地方也告诉人说，那个喜乐的心，耶和华的喜乐就是我们的力量。
Elsewhere tells us, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
是我们若是忧愁的话呢，那么这个人就会软弱下来。
If we're full of sorrow, it will cause us to be weak.
就是心里头想那个刚强起来，也是不可能的一件事。
Even we desire to be strengthened, it's impossible.
想我们努力在追求，也是没有力量。
Even if we put our effort to seek the Lord, we have to lack
strength. 所以这个喜乐的心呢，不仅是能够解决我们在属灵上许多难处。
Therefore, the heart of joy not only solves our spiritual problems,
并且使我们得到力量，叫我们能够刚强，能够站立得住，还能一直在往前。
It also strengthens us, causing us to stand firm and walk forward.
那使我们能过一个得胜的生活。
To grant us a victorious life.
所以在教会里头，在神的儿女们中间呢，应该是充满了喜乐的。
And so in the church, among God's children, we should be full of joy.
那么这个喜乐若是从天然方面环境而来的，就会常常会改变的。
If this joy comes from our natural condition, natural environment, then it'll change.
但是他用看这个喜乐是在主在主里面的喜乐。
But Paul showed us this joy is in Christ.
那主耶稣基督他就是一个喜乐的泉源。
The Lord Jesus himself is a source of joy.
那这个泉源呢，今天就在我们里面。
The source has been installed in us.
我们的神，他的名字叫做喜乐的神。
Our God has a name, the God of joy.
他就是喜乐。
He is joy.
他就是喜乐的源头。
He is a source of joy.
什么时候我们摸到他，那个喜乐就从里头涌流出来了。
Whenever we touch him, the source of joy would well up in us.
弟兄姊妹，这是真实的。
This is real.
我希望你们能够相信那个相信这句话。
I hope you would believe this word.
因为这不是我说的，这是主说的。
Because
this is 主的话。
This is not my word. This is the Lord's word.
那么刚刚我们蒙恩得救时候了，那时候我们实在里头有喜乐，有平安。
We know when we get saved, there is a joy in us.
但是我们都有这样的经验呢，那个喜乐呀，维持不了太长久的时间。
But as we all come to find out, that joy did not last long.
那有的人呢，这个过了这个一个月、两个月，那个喜乐就失掉了。
For some people, it would last maybe 1 or 2 months.
有的人遇见什么难处，那个喜乐就很快的就失掉了。
With other people, when they encounter difficulties, the joy vanishes.
那我们怎样才能够常常的喜乐？
So how do we maintain this joy?
这样的喜乐一直从我们生活里头当然彰显出来呢。
In order that this joy would manifest continually from us.
实在是我们一个很大的问题。
This is a great problem.
有一次有一位年长的姊妹。
One time an older sister.
跟我们这个跟青年弟兄姊妹谈话的时候。
She talked to the younger saint.
那么这些青年弟兄姊妹都是在学习室工作的。
These younger brothers were learning to be co-workers.
这个那时候我也是青年弟兄姊妹。
I was among them.
所以我也在那个弟兄姊妹中间。
I was a younger brother among them.
那么就有一弟兄啊，那提出一个问题来。
One brother asked the question.
我们怎样才能常常喜乐？
How do we rejoice always?
我们怎样才能够不断的喜乐？
How can we rejoice continually?
好像这个喜乐常常会改变啊。
It seems like this joy would change.
它不仅受时间的影响，受环境影响，有时候也受我们情绪的影响。
It not only may be affected by time, by environment, by our own attitude.
早晨起来，看见太阳出来了，我们就很情绪就很好，心情就很喜乐。
In the morning, if we see the sunrise, we feel joy.
一看就是阴天呢，我们情绪就下沉了，那喜乐就失掉了。
But if we see a gloomy day, then joy vanishes.
所以我们的喜乐它才会改变。
So our joy changes all the time.
那我们怎样才能够那个一直喜乐？
How can we maintain this joy?
那他问的时候呢，我想这正好是我的问题。
As he was asking this question, I felt this was my question.
我不敢问，他敢问就是了。
I did not have the boldness to ask.
我已经好长久时间了，已经没有喜乐了。
I myself have not had any joy for a long time.
那不仅是我自己感觉很痛苦的一件事。
Not only I feel very painful.
那么特别是给人传福音的时候，觉得非常为难。
Especially as I preach gospel to others, I was at a very difficult situation. Because we always tell others that if you receive the Lord, you will receive joy. As you receive the Lord, you'll be satisfied. We always tell others about it. But our expression was not as joy at all.So as we will preach the gospel, on the other hand, we will be accused.
你就不喜乐。
Look at yourself. You're not in joy.
你就这么痛苦。
Look at yourself. You're in
joy. 你说这耶稣就喜乐呢？
How can you say to others, as you believe in the Lord, you will receive joy?
很不自然。
So it was not, it was quite awkward.
一面嘴巴这么说呢，这个面孔的那个表情啊，就不大一样。
Even though I say those words, but my expression exposed me otherwise.
好像呢，对别人在撒谎，在骗人的一样。
Felt like I was lying to people.
所以，那我想，的确是，那怎么才能够常常喜乐？这实在就很大的问题。
So it bothered me as to how to enjoy always.
那位姊妹她就说
，And that sister told us.
她就说的，主就是我们的喜乐。
He said, the Lord is our joy.
那我们的喜乐常常会改变的。
Our joy will change.
我们的情绪也常常会有起伏的。
Our temperament would rise and fall.
但是主耶稣基督他就是我们的喜乐。
But the Lord Jesus himself is our joy.
你只要相信主耶稣是你喜乐。
As long as you believe the Lord is your joy.
那你的喜乐就从里头就涌流出来了。
This joy would spring up from you.
那从那时候开始我就学着来相信。
From that moment on, I learned to believe.
当我痛苦的时候，主耶稣，你是我的喜乐。
In the midst of sorrow, I will tell the Lord, Lord, you are my joy.
有的时候呢，当然也是比较灵的，很灵的。
Many times it worked.
有的时候呢，好像不算太灵。
Other times it didn't work.
弟兄姊妹，但是无论如何，这是个事实。
Brothers and sisters, at any rate, this is a reality.
为什么在我们身上有的时候是不灵呢？
Why sometimes it doesn't work?
就是我们一面这样说，我们一面不这样相信。
Because as we were saying it, we're not believing it.
我们说主耶稣，你是我的喜乐。
We say the Lord Jesus, you're my joy.
但是呢，我们呢却没我们话是这样说，心里都却不这样相信。
We speak the right words, but we do not believe it inwardly.
所以在我们身上就不实在。
That's why we lack reality.
我们真是从心里想，主你是我的喜乐。
If we truly believe from our heart, Lord, you are my joy, because you are the source of joy.
什么都会改变。
Everything will change.
你是不改变的。
You will not change.
就在我们这样详细的时候。
As we believe in this way,
就看见那个喜乐就从里头涌流出来。
We see joy welling up from within.
当我们这样的喝主接触的时候
，As we touch the Lord in this way,
我们这样摸着主的时候
，As we touch him this way,
那个喜乐就从里边涌流出来。
That joy will well up from deep within.
所以这卷书呢，讲到喜乐一点都不错了。
That's why we believe this book is talking about joy.
有的人说这卷书是讲到爱。
Other people say this book talks about love.
这也是教会非常需要的一件事。
Of course, this is also one element that the church needs.
是一个教会的一个元素。
This is not only an element,
并且也应该是教会的一种的表现。
It should be also an expression for the church.
显出那个爱了。
The church to express that love.
这个在世界里都不是容易找到的。
Because you cannot find this kind of thing in the world.
我们看都是压力，都是痛苦和烦恼。
The world is full of pressure and sorrow.
在教会里头应该充满了喜乐。
The church should be filled with this joy.
世界里面都是在相争，在相争相恨。
The world is full of hatred.
教会里应该充满了爱。
But the church should be full of love.
那这个是世人所需要的。
This is what the world needs.
也是那神的儿女们所需要的。
Also what God's children need.
的确，这是教会所该所最重要的两件事。
So these must be the most important two things for the church.
就说到那个爱。
That's why this book also talks about love.
那个爱，它是这个爱呀，是一切事情的一个推动的力量。
Love is energizing factor for everything.
所有的事情，那个属灵是都是从爱里产生出来。
Everything is motivated by this love.
若是没有爱的话。
If without love,
我们主耶稣他也不会到地上来的。
Our Lord Jesus would not come to this earth.
若是没有爱的话
，without love,
主耶稣也不会我们死在十字架上。
Our Lord Jesus would not die on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，若不是我们那享受到主的爱
，if not for the fact we enjoy His love,
我们那充满了主的爱
，we're full of His love,
我们也不愿意，我们也没办法叫爱主耶稣。
And then we will not be able to love.
我们也没有能力再服侍主耶稣。
We will not be able to serve the Lord.
所以教会里面所有这些事情都是从爱里产生出来的。
Everything in the church should be begotten by this love.
没有爱的话，好像一切都停顿下来。
Without love, everything would grind to a halt.
教会里面应该是充满了爱。
That's why the church should be full of love.
在这一卷书里头，也给我们到处都给我们看见那个爱。
And this book shows everywhere this love.
那这不是远的爱，那是那个神的爱。
This is not the love of men, but love of God.
在开头的时候，保罗就为了腓立比教会祷告，愿他们的爱心呢，在知识和见识啊，多而有多。
In the beginning of the letter, Paul exhorts the believers to abound in love more and more.
毕竟是满了，他有了那个许多的爱。
They were already had many love.
而且保罗还为他们祷告，要更多的增加爱。
But Paul prayed for them that their love would increase.
因为所有一切属灵的那个果效都是从爱里产生出来的。
Because all the fruit of everything must be born out from this love.
他们因着爱主的缘故，他们就能更多的认识主。
For the sake of loving the Lord, they would know the Lord.
就像刚才我们弟兄选的诗歌，我想更多的认识基督。
Just like the brother chose him, we would know him more.
那么这个诗歌呢，我们唱了好多年了。
We have sung this hymn for many years.
好多弟兄姊妹可能都能背有那个诗歌里面的内容。
Maybe many things can memorize the content of the hymn.
但是呢，好像我们对主认识，我们有些时候还是认识太少。
But it seems like many times our knowledge of the Lord lags behind.
我们才能更多的认识主。
And so, how can we know the Lord more?
就是我们更多的爱主。
We need to love Him.
爱里面再增加了。
Our love needs to abound.
认识也就增加了。
And then our knowledge will abound.
因为你爱的什么东西，你就会什么东西认识。
Because whatever you love, you will know that man.
为什么你那么想认识你的孩子呢？
How do you know your children?
我知道他。
Because I know him.
我不仅光知道他的外面，他的思想意念我都知道了。
I not only know his outward condition, I know his thoughts.
就是因为我们爱他的缘故。
You know him because you love him.
你爱什么东西，那认识什么东西就越多。
Whatever you love, you would know that thing.
我们对主的认识也是这样。
Our knowledge of the Lord is the same way.
属灵生命长进也是这样。
Our spiritual growth is the same way.
我们越爱主耶稣，我们里头越有，我们属灵生命越长进。
The more we love the Lord Jesus, our spiritual growth would increase.
道路上越往前去。
We will advance in our spiritual journey.
我们能放下这个，放下那一个。
We're able to lay this and that aside.
那个不是个命令问题。
That is not a matter of commandment.
也不是一个知识的问题。
Not a matter of knowledge.
我们虽然都知道，但是我们还是放不下。
We all know this, but we cannot lay it aside.
我们还是放下，能够放下，那是我们在摸到主的爱。
Our ability to lay it aside, willingness to lay it aside, because we have such a love.
里面充满了主爱的时候。
As we are filled with this love, anyway.
我们不能放下，我们都放下。
It causes us to be able to lay it aside.
我们不能够再对付，我们都对付了。
If things we're not able to deal, we are able to deal.
降服下，我们都降服下。
As we're not able to bow before him, we're able to be subdued by him. That we see love is a great power. This is what we need. Philippians shows us it's full of love.
不仅是为了腓立比教会祷告，让他们在爱里上又多而又多。
Not only he prayed for the Philippian believers that they would abound in love yet more and more.
也给我们看见，保罗他就是这样爱主耶稣基督。
And we saw that Paul is such a person that he loves the Lord.
爱主的缘故，他不为着自己而活，他为着主耶稣而活的。
Because of love for the Lord, he would not live for himself, but live for the Lord.
我们主耶稣他也这样充满了爱。
And the Lord Jesus was also such a man filled with love.
缘故，他从高天到地上来，去到奴仆像，成了人的样子。
For the sake of love, he condescended himself, took the form of a slave.
腓立比的教会，他们里头也充满了爱。
In the church in Philippi, they were also filled with love.
是那样的爱保罗。
They loved Paul so much.
特别是保罗跟他们中间的时候，他们是那样的顺服。
Not only when Paul was among them, they obeyed him.
保罗不在他们中间，他们也是常常想到保罗。
Even when Paul was absent, they thought about Paul often.
打发人去供应他的需要。
They sent people to take care of his needs.
使他在苦难当中能够得到安慰。
So that in the midst of hardship, he will be comforted.
那这一卷书就充满了。
For instance, this book is full of love.
这实在是一个爱的书信。
This is an epistle of love.
那另外一方面呢？
On the other hand,
那我今天说要给弟兄姊妹交通呢？
My fellowship with you today.
这卷书乃是给我们看见我们基督的生活该有怎样的生活。
This book shows us what manner of living we should have.
当我们读到以弗所书的时候，
As we read the book of Ephesians.
那以弗所书给我们看见教会就是基督的身体。
Ephesians shows us the church is the body of Christ.
那也给我们看见这个身体那是怎样在建立起来的。
It shows us how this body of Christ is built up.
他也给我们看见主把他的身体留在地上到底是为了什么缘故。
And we saw why the Lord left his body on earth.
主把教会留在地上乃是为了主在做见证的。
The Lord says, I left the church on earth to testify of me.
让天上的至圣掌权的都能看见那神万般的智慧。
That the rulers and principalities in the heavenly places will see the multifarious wisdom of God.
只有一个托付，一个责任。
There's only one commitment for the church.
只有一个功用，就是把主耶稣在这彰显出来。
One function for the church is to manifest the Lord Jesus.
乃是基督的见证。
So the church is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
从第四章一直到末了，都说到那个见证的问题。
For in chapter 6 through the end, it talks about the testimony of the church.
侍奉里头，那怎样的把主耶稣那个在侍奉里面应该把主耶稣彰显出来？
For instance, to manifest the Lord in our service.
在我们个人生活里头，一个在行事为个人行事为人当中，也应当把主耶稣再彰显出来。
And also in our daily living, in our conduct to manifest the Lord. In the family to manifest the Lord.
就是在我们属灵征战里头，也在把主耶稣再彰显出来。
Even in our spiritual warfare, we should manifest the Lord.
因为教会乃是那基督的见证。
Because the church is a testimony of Jesus.
应当在各种的环境里头，把主耶稣再彰显出来。
The church should testify, manifest Christ in all circumstances.
我们在读的时候，我们觉得非常的宝贵。
So as we read, we feel very precious.
但是我们也难免就会产生这个问题。
But at the same time, we would have a question.
我们怎样能够把主耶稣再彰显出来？
How can we express Christ?
怎样把主耶稣在我们生活里头实际的再彰显出来？
How can we manifest him in reality in our daily living?
就是我们光是停留在一种教训的那个阶段里面。
As long as we remain in the doctrinal realm,
这些话语对我们就不够实际。
These words are not practical enough.
我们必须要这些教训成我们的生活。
That's why we need to turn this doctrine into our living.
实际在生活里头把主耶稣彰显出来。
In practical living, we should manifest Christ.
叫人不仅是听见我们所讲的，也看见那我们所是的。
So that men will not only hear what we preach, but see what we are.
那是高的一种道理。
It is not a high teaching.
乃是一种活的生活。
But a real living.
兄弟们，这就是腓立比书说给我们看见的。
This is what Philippians is showing us.
怎样把主耶稣基督的活彰显出来？
How to manifest Christ.
让人实在的看见那个主耶稣是怎样的一位。
So that man can see practically what kind of a Lord we have.
这就是那个腓立比书一个非常重要的见识。
And this is an important theme in the book of Philippians.
那这一卷书它说到四方面。
This book talks about four aspects.
一方面呢，就说到我们必须要认识我们生活的意义是什么。
Firstly, we need to know our the meaning for our living.
我们要知道我们为什么生活在地上。
We need to know our purpose of existence.
当然，世界的人有他们生活的意义。
Of course, worldly people have their reason for existing.
有人生活，他们是为了读书的。
Some say they live for their study.
有人生活是为了他们的事业。
They live for their career.
有人生活是为了财富。
Some live for their wealth.
有人生活是为了他们自己所盼望得到东西。
Some live with a hope to gain something.
也有人生活是为了自己家庭。
Some live for their family.
也有人生活我就是为了我自己。
Some live for myself.
那么我们每这个世界生活有各种各样的意义。
There are many meanings, many ways for living.
我们这个生活我们的意义是什么？
What is the meaning of our existence?
我们为什么生活在地上？
Why do we live on earth?
那什么是我们生活的意义？
What is the meaning of our existence?
我们必须要先看见这件事。
We must firstly see this matter.
在第一章里头啊，保罗就告诉我们这件事。
In chapter 1, Paul showed us this.
说他生活的意义啊，只有一件事情，那是为着把主耶稣彰显出来。
For Paul, the meaning for living is only one thing, to manifest Christ.
他说，照着我所那个切慕所盼望的每一件事情，是叫我羞愧的。
He said, I will not be ashamed for anything.
那就是二十节所说的。
Verse 20.
凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
But with all boldness, as always, even now, Christ shall be magnified in my body.
他活在地上只有一件事。
For him to live, there's one thing.
只有一个意义。
It's only one meaning for him to live.
把主耶稣大彰显出来。
That is to magnify Christ.
叫主耶稣只有继续不断地从他身上彰显出来。
That Christ may be magnified continually through him.
是生是死。
Whether in life or in death.
这生呢，就是说到那个顺利的环境。
Living means a good condition.
死呢，可能就回到艰难的环境。
Dead may be referred to poor condition.
生呢，可以说到快乐的时候。
The living may be referred to joyful time.
痛苦的时候。
Death may be referred to sorrowful time.
生呢，好的时候。
Living is a good time.
死呢，是不好的时候。
Death, bad time.
生都是我们所喜欢的。
We love living.
死是我们所讨厌的。
We abhor death.
无论是在这样的环境里面。
But in all circumstances,
在这样的感觉当中,
in any kind of feeling,
他说, 我只有一件事,
I have only one thing,
荣耀基督在我身上照常显大,
that is to, Christ may be magnified in my body,
让主耶稣从上彰显出来,
to allow Christ to be magnified,
快的时候彰显主耶稣,
as I'm happy, I magnify Christ,
就是我们心里头感觉痛苦的时候也在彰显主耶稣,
as I'm filled with sorrow, I still magnify Christ,
顺利的时候是为了彰显主耶稣。
In good conditions, I magnify Christ.
艰难的时候也是为了彰显主耶稣。
In difficult circumstances, I magnify Christ.
健康的时候是为了彰显主耶稣。
In good health, I should magnify Christ.
身体在生病的时候也是为了彰显主耶稣。
In sickness, I should always magnify Christ.
无论在怎样的环境里头，他都是为了把主耶稣彰显出来。
So what circumstances he lives to magnify Christ?
无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Whether in life or in death.Christ may be magnified in my body. This is Paul's living. He lives for this one thing, that is to magnify Christ. To magnify him. Of course, when we're strong, we can magnify Christ. But brothers, many times in our weakness, we should be able to magnify Christ even more. In good health, we can magnify Christ.In poor health, we should be able to magnify him more. In good times, we magnify Christ. In bad times, as we encounter difficulties and sorrows, we should magnify Christ more. For instance, therefore, we must know one thing. Why are we living? The worldly people live for this and that. What are we living for?The Lord save us. Why did He did not rapture us to the heaven? Why did He leave us on earth? He must have a purpose. He did not do things carelessly. He left us on earth for such a long time. So allow me to encounter so many things. To pass through so many circumstances. What for? This doesn't come by happenstance. We know our whole life, whole living is in His control. Why did He lead us this and that way? The Lord has only one purpose. There's only one hope. That through all circumstances, we should manifest and magnify Christ. That He would be glorified in His Son. Why for this? And He explains in the following passage. For me to live is Christ.To die is gain. Why for, what for me to what's the reason for me to express Christ in all circumstances?
because for me to live is Christ.
我不大相信这句话说到保罗那个时候的光景。
I do not believe that this describes Paul's condition.
然后有的人说保罗可以说这样的话，我们不敢说这样的话。
Some say Paul has the boldness to say that, but I don't.
保罗曾经是那么属灵的，他可以说因我活着就是基督。
Paul is so spiritual, he can say for me to live is Christ.
我还是刚刚我们得救，这么幼小，我怎么敢这样说呢？
For me, I'm barely saved. I'm so weak. How can I say that?
若是保罗他一定属灵，他认为他属灵，他敢说这样话的话。
Brothers and sisters, if Paul considered himself to be spiritual to say this,
那个属灵啊，还是有点问题的。
That kind of spirituality is questionable.
他有点骄傲，我敢说，我活着就是基督。
At the very least, he must have some pride in him for him to say for me to live Christ.
你们都不敢说，我敢说。
You don't have the boldness, but I do.
这个属灵呢，就有点问题，是不是？
And this kind of spirituality is questionable.
我相信，我个人相信。
Personally, I believe.
他属灵，他才敢说这样。
This is not the reason that he is spiritual. He's able to say that.He's able to say that to show us the purpose of his living. For him to live on earth is for Christ to live. But this is the Lord had resurrected from death and ascended to the heavens. He's already enthroned. Even though in the spirit he is still among us.So the Lord cannot see him with physical eyes, cannot touch him, cannot hear his voice. If we just preach about Christ Jesus, the world would say it is not practical enough. All you're saying is nothing but a doctrine. It's only your good thought. And this is very unrealistic. For instance, he not only revealed himself to us, so that we can preach him. He only gave himself to us, and dwelled among us, and lived out through us. So that people of the world not only would hear, but would see what kind of a Lord Jesus he is. Because he is so great.
He
is so rich. He needs all of us here to magnify
him
in order to express him fully. He is so abundant. It takes all kinds of circumstances to magnify him fully.For this cause, we encounter this and that kind of thing. So that by all manner of all kinds of circumstances, we can express it. So that people can see how beautiful the Lord truly is, how rich he truly is, how glorious he is. We not only have heard him, but only seen him through the believers.From their living, we have discovered the Lord Jesus is truly real. He has lived out through them. This is the purpose for the Lord to leave our own earth. So that we can magnify the Lord Jesus. Did not the book of Ephesians tell us this? It says the church is the body of Christ.The one who fills us all in and all. This is not Paul's imagination. Because the Lord had revealed himself to Paul at the moment he believed. You know, Paul formerly persecuted the church. He killed God's children. In order to fulfill his desire, he had taken the command from the high priest to go to Damascus to take away all those who believe in the Lord to put them in jail. He wants to do away with these people. He thought Jesus was a rebel. Was a person who was against Moses. The followers were likewise. That's why he had to do away with these people. In order to show that he himself is
loyal to Judaism.
他的神是忠诚的。
That he's loyal to God.
弟兄姊妹，这是那个保罗。
Brothers and sisters, this is Saul.
所以他就拿着文书要到大马色去捉拿那信耶稣的人。
And therefore, he took the paper and went to Damascus to capture those people.
当他在路上的时候
，But on the way to Damascus,
突然间，那个从天上有光四面照着他。
Suddenly, light shone from all four sides.
太强了，太强大，太强烈了。
The light was so intense.
并且在光里头有个冲击力量。
Also, there was a power in this light.
没有办法站立得住。
Causing this man not able to stand.
他就是扑倒下的。
He can only prostrate.
然后伏在地上。
And fell on the ground.
听见有声音对他说。
Hearing a voice.
扫罗，扫罗。
Saul, Saul.
你为什么逼迫我？
Why persecutest thou me?
他非常惊讶。
He was surprised. When did I ever persecute this person? He's in heaven. He's in glory. He's that Lord. The Lord of all. Even though he did not know the Lord Jesus. But for the sake of glory. Because of the power. He knew this is the Lord. When did I persecute him? Saul, Saul, why persecuted thou me? And Paul asked the Lord, Lord, who art thou? When did I ever persecute you? When was I ever opposing you? The Lord told him. The Lord said, I am he, Jesus whom thou persecuted. For instance, in this sentence, caused him to be in confusion. That's why the Bible says he lost his eyesight. And he was in confusion. He couldn't understand why he was persecuting Christians and he was persecuting the Lord. On the one hand, why was the Lord so glorious? So superior. So great. He could not understand. He was in confusion. Formerly, he despised the Lord Jesus. Now, suddenly, he saw the Lord in glory and revealing himself. So, in such a power, he could not turn his understanding around. On the other hand, he could not understand why, as he persecuted the Christians, he was persecuting the Lord. He could not understand. Because he was blind. He could not understand. He can't figure it out. That's why somebody had to grab him by the hand to lead him into the city. And as he was in the city, he prayed the whole time. He was in meditation. What all this means? Brothers and sisters, as he was meditating, as he was praying, the light began to dawn in him. As the Lord sent Ananias to lay hands on him, the scale fell from his eyes. Suddenly he saw it. This Lord Jesus, he had risen from the dead, had been lifted up by the Lord, seated on the throne, far surpassing all things. He is the Lord of all. He had known, come to know who the Lord is. He had come to know the relationship between the Lord and the church. He is the head. The church is his body. The church is united with him. Unseparable. The church is the bone of his bones and flesh of his flesh. It is his body. And that's why afterwards he wrote Corinthians and Romans and showing us that the church is one with the Lord Jesus Christ. The church is the body of Christ. The church is inseparable from the Christ. Those of us who are saved, we are the members in his body.
maybe one eye,
或者是耳朵也好
or an ear,
或者是嘴巴也好
or a mouth,
或者是手或者脚
or hands and feet,
或者是肺腑心肠
or maybe the inward part,
那我们就是基督身上的肢体。
At any rate, we are the members in his body. We are joined with him. We not only represent Christ, we are inseparable from him. Just like our eyes in our body. When my eyes see, I see. When my ear hears, I hear. When my mouth speaks, I speak. When my hand moves, I'm doing something.And not that it represents me. They are myself.
Oh,
dear brothers and sisters. This is a church.
This
is God's children. Since we are the members in his body,
we're
not only inseparable from the Christ,
we're
not only represent Christ, we are himself. For me to live is Christ. And this is the meaning for our living. If one day my hand can no longer represent me, no matter what I do, the hand does not do
it.
I want to raise him up, he does not want to lift up. This shows one thing, that there's some problem with the hand. Maybe it's already been severed from the body. Or something happened to
him.
It can no longer represent me. Can no longer magnify me. In a normal, healthy situation, my hand is myself. My eyes, my ear, my nose, every part is myself. I cannot say I hit my brother and say, I'm sorry, this is not me, I didn't hit you. This is my hand hit you. It's for you to try to get away from doing something. Your hand did something, you did something. My sisters, we're the members in his body. For me to live as Christ. So he has only one hope. Only one prayer. That according to what I have desired, that I shall not be ashamed, whether living or dead, that Christ may be magnified in my body. I am nothing. I only want the Lord to be magnified, to be expressed, encountering great loss, encountering great shame. They're nothing. Because I have only one hope. That the Lord will be magnified. Because this is the reason for me to live. Brothers and sisters, then you ask, what's the meaning? What do we live for? Are we still living for money? Are we still living for our career? Are we still living for our family? Living for our own enjoyment? What are we living for? Why are we living? Since you are saved, and you become a member in life, why are we living on earth? We're not living for Christ. We're not living to magnify Christ. Our living has no meaning. Our living has no value. We live in vain. 20 years have passed. You live. 30 years have passed in vain. Dear brothers and sisters, for us to live is Christ. To die is to gain. Only these people who live for Christ in this way, death will not be a loss. Death will be a gain. Dear brothers and sisters, we must know the reason for our living. We must see this thing. If we haven't seen it, may the Lord touch our eyes so that the scales may fall from our eyes, so that we can see, so that we can be revived and understand, who am I? Why am I living? What's the reason for my being? Dear brothers and sisters, we must take the opportunity to be revived. Don't waste any more time.
要把年那个日子再赎回来。
Redeem the time.
以往我们耗费年日太多了。
We have lost many times in the past.
我们不能再浪费过。
We can't afford to waste any more time.
活在地上。
For us to live.
只为了一件事。
For only one thing.
主耶稣基督的大。
That Christ Jesus may be magnified, that He may be glorified in our bodies, whether in service, in the family, in our body, in good times, in bad times, in any circumstance, that Christ may be magnified, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And not a loss.
弟兄姊妹，这头一件事。
This is the first thing.
我们怎样让主耶稣从我们彰显出来
？How can we magnify Christ?
成为他的见证。
To become His testimony. First thing.
我们必须认识我们生活的意义。
We must know the reason for our living.
第二件事情，就知道我们生活的原则。
We must know the principle of our living.
在这件事情，主耶稣为我们做了榜样。
In this matter, the Lord has become an example for us.
第二章都给我们看见。
This is what chapter 2 shows us.
耶稣生活原则和我们原则完全是相反。
The Lord's principle for living is different from ours.
那我们原我们生活原则什么呢
？What is our principle for living？
我们都是自私自利的。
We're selfish.
我们是为了自己而活的。
We live for the self.
所以生活一直都是要抓。
We grasp for things.
所以你千万不要笑这个雅各，他的名字叫抓。
So please do not laugh at Jacob. His name means grasp.
每个人在天然方面都是小雅各。
And naturally speaking, we are all little Jacob.
生下来就是抓。
The minute we're born, we grasp for things. We want to gain things. We want to get this and that. We want to get many things. We say other people are selfish. What about ourselves? We're also for ourselves. We're also selfish. Because this is the principle of our living. Our natural life is this way. Living for the self. To gain things for self. To gain knowledge. To gain wealth. To gain good name. To gain a position. To gain glory. We want everything. So this is our principle for living. So what about the Lord Jesus? His living is just the opposite of us. He's always giving out. He formerly is in the image of God. He is God. All the riches of Godhead is dwelt in Him bodily. All God's glory is His. He has God's glory, God's power, God's position, God's riches, He has God's wisdom. Everything of the Lord is His. He has God's image. But He did not consider equality with God to be a thing to be grasped. But He emptied Himself. What is to empty Himself? Francis tell us. Be humble is to empty yourself. To empty yourself. He empties himself the whole time. He emptied himself of glory. He emptied himself of his authority. He emptied himself of his riches. He is always emptying. The Lord Jesus is giving out the whole time. He emptied himself of all. Took the form of a slave. Becoming in the likeness of a man. This is the principle of our Lord Jesus living. Not that somebody coerced him to do this. But he enjoys to do this. He enjoys to be empty. Formerly he is rich. But for our sake he became poor. He gave us all his riches. So that we who were formerly poor, that we can become rich. And we can become rich in him. And this is the Lord emptied himself of all. He emptied himself. This is what he enjoys doing. Dear brothers and sisters.
Our Lord puts everything down. He laid aside his glory. Laid aside his authority. Laid aside his position. Laid aside his fullness. If the Lord grasps all these things, he cannot save us on earth. How could he save us? If he's for his own glory, he grasps hold of his glory. How can he come to the earth? If he grasps hold of his riches, how can he give himself to us? He even gave his life to us. Dear brothers and
sisters,
the Lord loves to empty himself. This is his principle for living. Not only for him to come from heaven to earth, even as he's on earth, he's like this, constantly giving himself out. Whether what he has, whether what he is, whether what he can, he's constantly giving out. He loves to give. That's why Paul says it is more blessed to give and to receive. Because the Lord is like that. The Lord constantly empties himself to give out himself. He does not grasp hold of what he has. He does not insist on what he is. This is our logic. What about us? Formerly we don't have anything. Not only we want to grasp, after we grasp, we insist. Lay hold of many riches. This is mine. I just lay hold of it. We lay hold of our glory. We keep it. For me to suffer a little loss, it's okay. To cause me to lose faith, no. I must lay hold of my glory. I cannot lose faith. Even though it's not a great glory, only just a little bit and you lay hold of it. I only have such a little bit. If I don't even lay hold of it, I have nothing. That's why I must lay hold of it. Whether our glory, our position, our authority, our wealth, we lay hold of everything. Dear brothers and sisters, are we not like these? We are just like this. When we cannot receive anything in the world, then we hope to gain something in the family. I'm the husband. I'm the head of the household. I have my position. I have my glory. You must honor me. When you do not honor me, then I feel so sad. I cannot receive any honor at the work. Even at the house, my wife despises me. Children despise me. This is I can't bear this. We cannot bear this. We must grasp hold of it. This is our principle to gain, to grasp. Everything for the self. Everything is self-centered. But the Lord is not like that. He is God-centered. Everything can be laid aside. Can be emptied. There's nothing he would not give out. This is the principle of the Lord. Second principle. He humbled himself. Took the form of a slave. In the image of a man. Since he has the image of a man, he humbled himself. For instance, he put himself in the lowest point. The Lord Jesus himself is such a humble person. He said, I'm humble at heart. Because of humility. He condescended from the high heavens. Took the form of a man, a slave, becoming a man. He was not a slave. He is the Lord of all. All authority is given in him. Even he came to be a man. He is still the Lord of all. But Lord Jesus is willing to put himself in humility. Took the form of a slave. For instance, what is the image of a form of a slave?
He is just like a slave.
他生在他不是在律法之下。
He was not born under the law.
生在律法之下。
He was not under the law, but he was born under the law.
他从来没有犯过罪。
He never sinned.
他成了这个罪的形状。
But he took the form of sin.
他是那样的，是他是万有的主宰。
He was the Lord of everything.
在地上成了一个服侍别人的。
But he became one who served other people.
来不是为了受人的服侍。
Son of Man came not to be served.
来是为了服侍人。
But to serve others.
并且要舍命。
And to give his life.
做万人的主宰。
To become redemption for all.
这是我们主耶稣。
But this is our Lord Jesus. He always put himself in the point of humility. He took the form of a slave. Becoming a man. Because he was a man. He was just like a slave. He was not like a master. He laid aside his posture as a master.He was willing to be a slave. Since he took the form of a man, he humbled himself. He became a man. He already humbled himself. After he became a man, he further humbled himself, becoming a poor man. Became a carpenter. Boss around by other people.
这样一个人,
he was such a man.
就自己卑微,
he humbled himself.
他仍然把他摆在最卑微地
方。 He still put himself in the lowest point.
人群中间的时候,
among men.
亲爱的兄弟们,
dear brothers and
sisters, 他没有在高高在上。
He never took the high position.
他没有把命大支配。
He never gave command.
他乃是像个奴仆一样。
He was like a slave.
他服侍人。
To serve others.
不仅服侍这地上的人。
Not only to serve the people of the earth, to serve his disciples as well. Serve them to the end. That he would wash their feet. This is something the slave wouldn't even do. But the Lord did such a thing. He did not do that for show. See how humble I am. I wash your feet to be an example to you. He was so willing and happy. Though I'm your master, but in your midst, I'm just like a slave. Even watch the disciples speak. Our Lord Jesus is one who is willing to lay aside his position, to lay aside his fame, to put himself in the lowest point. Dear brothers and sisters, this is our Lord Jesus.He is the one who empties himself. He is one who humbles himself. And he gave himself up. He obeyed willingly, even to the point of death. And that of the death of the cross. What is the cross? The cross is a symbol of submission. Not my will.But your will. Not my pleasure. But your pleasure. In everything, he obeyed the Lord. He laid aside his will. He laid aside his pleasure.
He
laid aside his choice. In all things, whether great or small, he laid himself aside. He laid aside everything.For the sake of submitting to the Lord. Are we serving the Lord this way? Of course, when the Holy Spirit touches us, are we willing to lay aside our opinion? Are we willing to lay aside our pleasure? Are we willing to lay aside our choice?
And
since the Lord allowed many things to befall us, are we willing to be submitted under His hand?But we murmur all the time. We complain all the time. Lord, you should not treat me this way. You should treat me this way, that way. Dear brothers and sisters, we're not willing to lay aside ourselves. We're not willing to obey. Dear brothers and sisters, but the Lord Jesus is such a man. He's one who emptied himself, humbled himself, laid aside himself.Submit to the Lord totally.
Absolutely.
而且顺服圣灵在里面给他带领。
Not only obey the Holy Spirit's guidance in him.
顺服住在环境，神在环境上所有的安排。
But obey all the sovereign arrangement of the Lord in the circumstance.
约瑟他也顺服当时。
He even obeyed Joseph.
甚至那些欺压他，他也顺服。欺压他，他也顺服。
Obey those who persecuted him.
在那些剪毛人手底下默默无声。
He was silent in, under the hand of the shearer. This is the principle of the Lord's living. Dear brothers and sisters, because he emptied himself this way. And that's why God filled him with all the riches. The filling up is through emptying. We always want to gain. Lord, grant us more grace. Grant us more riches. Grant us more wisdom. Grant us more power. We pray and ask for things. We do not see the principle of emptying before receiving. Only when we're willing to be empty, the Lord can fill us. If we're not unwilling to be empty, the Lord cannot fill us. When we're willing to give, the Lord can give us. He gives abundantly. Full measure, pressed down, give us all blessings. We must see the emptying is for the sake of receiving. As we are willing to humble ourselves, the Lord can cause us to be lifted up. When we're willing to submit, to lay aside ourselves, God's life can be lifted out and manifest through us. Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus has become an example for us. Even though he himself is so pure without spot, so beautiful. But on earth, he set himself as an example. So that we can see. We must empty ourselves. We must humble ourselves. We must lay aside ourselves. Dear brothers and sisters, then can the Lord be lifted out from us. Then can the Lord be magnified from us. That's why you must have the mind of Jesus Christ.
You
must have his will as your will. He is such a person. How must you be, dear brothers and sisters? We must have his mind as our mind. May the Lord renew our mind. Change our will. That our mind and will be like the Lord's mind and will. He enjoys emptying himself. May we empty ourselves. He enjoys humble himself. May we not be proud. May we put ourselves in the point of humility. He enjoys giving himself. In all things, may we learn to obey him. This is the Lord's principle for living. He not only set himself as an example for us, also lifts us through the Holy Spirit, becoming our life, becoming our salvation. This life must be lifted out to us, must be manifest to us. So that when you are unable to empty, you must know there is a person in you who can, who is able to empty. Trust in him. He is our salvation. When you depend on him, when you are unable to empty, he can empty. When you can do, he can do it. When you cannot humble yourself, he can. He is our salvation. He is in us today. All you have to do is trust in him. To willingly humble yourself. When you're unable to lay aside yourself, he can. He is in you as your salvation. All we have to do is to trust him. And he is able to lay aside what we cannot and obey what we cannot. Praise and thank the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, we must live out this salvation to allow the salvation to be manifested to us, that the Lord's will may be manifested, may be accomplished in this perverted generation, we will be light in the world to express the life of God in us so that we can become His living expression, a living manifestation. Our time is short. I cannot share with you all four chapters. I only show you two principles. Chapter 3 is the goal of our living. What is the goal of our living? To gain Christ Jesus. All those outside of Christ may we lay aside in order to gain more of Christ, so that Christ can be filled in us. As He filled in us, He can be manifested through it to us. So we must gain Christ. Christ will become our treasure. The more we know Him, the more we gain Him. How much we know Him, how much we gain Him. May the Lord be filled in us more abundantly, so that He can be allowed to overflow from us. Chapter 4, the secret of our living. What manner of living we should have? There's only one responsibility. That is in Christ. Joined in Christ. To contact Him. To fellowship with Him. To live in Jesus. This is our secret. As we live in the Lord, joy overflows. As we live in the Lord, we are able to stand firm. As we live in Him, we are full of peace. As we live in the Lord Jesus, in all things we would have the secret. To know how to be abound, how to be abased, or whether feel or suffer hunger, or suffer need or be full. In all things we would have the secret. That secret is to be in Christ. As we are in Christ, He strengthens us. In all things He strengthens us. So that we know how to abound and how to be abased. In all circumstances, He will be manifested. Dear brothers and sisters, our God. Paul says, my God. He doesn't say our God. Why do you say my God? Because this God He has experienced. God He has known. My God. Dear brothers and sisters, may we all be able to say my God. Not just to say our God. Our God is too objective. My God is subjective. It's something that I have experienced personally, that personally I have known. My God, according to His riches and glory, in Christ Jesus, be abound in all our needs, to grant us all our needs, as long as we're in Christ Jesus. He will supply all our needs. In all kinds of circumstances, whether in spiritual conditions, we all have needs. My God will grant me according to His riches and glory. All things to me. In Christ. And supply that to me. That He will be glorified. Until the eons of the eons. Forever and ever.